Boy, they're good. Congratulations.
By heavens, thank you so much. I was thinking, who is that choir? Yeah, well, they sound quite lovely.
You should know them. This is Lydia Adams, the artistic director and conductor of the Elmer Eisler Singers and several other choruses, but we're here to talk about Elmer Eisler Singers today because it's the Collingwood Summer Festival. I'm Bill Anderson. The program is Bill's Classical Jukebox, and we have Lydia in the studio to tell us about what they're going to be doing come next Thursday, the 18th of July. It's the inaugural concert, a choral extravaganza at New Life Church, opening up 8 magnificent performances over the course of this summer, as well as the Elmer Eisler Singers, violinist Mayumi Zeiler, pianist Daniel Nukowski, Choral Works, a choir from Collingwood, who will be performing with the Elmer Eisler Singers, and they formed the Collingwood Festival Orchestra. 60 or more musicians. This is pretty exciting, even for you guys from the big city.
Listen, it's really fantastic. You know, I can't say enough about Daniel and all the work he's done and his team, but he's been amazing and inspiring in putting together this festival because, you know, this is not the first time we've been to a Collingwood Music Festival because we sang at the previous one.
Right.
And we're so happy to do that. And but when we heard that Daniel was starting up this festival, oh, we were so excited to be invited. Really,
it's
amazing.
It's kind of like a revival of what used to happen.
Completely,
before.
Yeah. You know, and but so much new as well, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously you go with the artists that are here now, and he's such an eclectic group.
Yeah, and so much larger than anything that's been attempted before. So we're all very excited. Like 60 plus musicians, your 20 voice professional chamber choir, yes. Choral Works, as you mentioned, and Elmer Eisler Singers. It's your 40th anniversary, so that's very special too.
I know. We're really like it was this. We're just off our 40th anniversary season, and what a way to finish! You know, this marvelous concert here, and singing with Choral Works. What a great group. We had a wonderful rehearsal last night. I came up for the rehearsal, and Brian Ray is doing such a great job, and like it's a terrific group of singers. So I can't wait till both choirs get together to sing the Beethoven Choral Fantasy.
I was over this morning taking a look at the location, too.
No, you were,
just,
yeah.
It's a marvelous venue.
You know what? It really is. We were there as well this morning, just checking it out for stage space and where we're going to put everybody. So I think we're going to get everybody on stage, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, the New Life Church is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So a little bit of on this 40th anniversary, a little bit of the history of the Elmer Eisler Singers, named, of course, for that incredible Canadian musician.
Yes, named for Elmer, who was the founder, along with Jesse Eisler, his wife, and they founded the choir in, I think, 1979, and, you know, went from strength to strength. And Elmer, of course, was a tremendous pioneer in developing choirs and professional choirs. And really, his previous choir, Festival Singers of Canada, was really the very first professional choir in Canada. And so he developed that choir. I mean, what amazing foresight and vision, and he developed the choir, and then this choir, which is about 20, which is 20 singers, which tours really well, you know, and
You do 50 or 60 shows a year, don't you?
We do a good number. Yeah, we're all over, but you know, it's with Elmer's vision, and of course, hopefully, we're taking it further with our own vision and taking our own steps.
So let's go ahead to next Thursday, the inaugural concert, choral extravaganza of the Collingwood Summer Music Festival. As it opens, there you are on stage, and you're going to do a program that includes some songs of the spirit.
I know, and we have some incredible pieces we're going to sing here, some spirituals, as well as the very famous Amazing Grace. And we have, you know, a Northern Ontario person, Amy Doddington, singing that solo. So we're really happy she's going to be there. And then we have a beautiful folk song, Shenandoah. And then, but in between that, the first set of spirituals and Shenandoah, we have this wonderful piece called Noor Reflections on Light. And Noor in Arabic means light.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by a great friend of ours, Hussein Jah Muhammad. And we encircle the whole audience when we sing this. And at the end of every concert, we have people coming up saying, it was their highlight of the concert. It's one of those pieces that sort of takes you by surprise. So, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing that. That's in the first set.
There's a piece called Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel?
Yeah, yeah, the spiritual we're going to finish, and that's a big finish.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's a wonderful. And we have some soloists involved in those spirituals as well.
There are other performances. Miami Zeiler is going to be playing some violin pieces, some Mozart and what have you. There's an intermission, and then you're back on stage also doing some Mozart.
Yeah, we've chosen a beautiful set of Mozart pieces with strings, and then the final, well, we're doing the Sancta Maria, and then the really famous one that many of your listeners will know, the Ave Verum Corpus strings. It's so beautiful, strings. And then finally adding some winds in for the big Regina Caeli. So it's going to be a lovely set. I'm looking forward.
And after all that, we're not done because it's the highlight in the grand finale, the Beethoven Choral Fantasy. Tell me first about that piece and how you love it.
Do you know what? I have just been listening and studying because I haven't conducted it before.
I didn't know that.
And it's a huge piano piece. And Daniel, of course, is a brilliant pianist. He's doing the piano solo. And the whole first section is really piano with orchestra, the first 17 minutes or something like that. And then the choir gets up. And of course, in my opinion, and it's the grand finale when the choir, whenever the choir sings, when we sing this beautiful, incredible poem about, art and beauty, and when love and power come together, then that's really the highlight of, you know, whatever the Almighty can bestow on people. And it's just an amazing poem, an amazing piece. And six of the Almarza singers are doing the solos in there, and we're off and running. It's a tremendous piece.
Now, this is where you're joined by the
Choral Works. That's right. Yeah. Oh, and what a great group. They were just marvelous. And I'm so happy to meet them last night. And so we all know the direction we're going in. And I had a wonderful rehearsal with them last night. I just loved it.
Well, if you want to make sure that you're in the audience, you'd better get on it right now to get the tickets before they are all sold out. And we're getting close to that now.
Bill, may I say one thing there?
Yes, you may.
I noticed on their website, which I think is a fantastic thing, that children under 16 get in free if accompanied by an adult. And I think it'd be a great concert for a young person to see.
Collingwood Summer Music Festival. Just Google it on your laptop or your desktop or whatever, and you'll get to that website. Or you could also go to the ElmerEislerSingers.com website, and you've got some information there about this upcoming performance.
I think so. It's all there.
All right. Lydia Adams, the artistic director and conductor of the Elmer Eisler Singers. We're going to see you back again here next week at the New Life Place, the New Life Church. And we thank you again for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Bill, so much.
We'll all wrap this up by enjoying a performance of the Beethoven Choral Fantasy on the radio.